Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Come Rain or Shine, written by Tricia Stringer and read by Kate Hosking. The dedication reads, For My Dad. At the sound of a vehicle, Rowena gripped the edges of the kitchen bench and took a deep breath. She let it out slowly, switched on the kettle and glanced back into the sunny eating area where her small round table was set for two. Her gaze focused on the letter she'd left by her plate. It was the reason she'd asked her nephew Dan to call in for lunch. How she was going to break the news to him, she still wasn't sure, but the worry of it had kept her awake half the night. She moved through the arch into the little sunroom and sat down at the table, unable to resist the urge to pick the letter up and look at it again. Just when there was so much to look forward to, the past had come back to smack her in the face. How she wished Austin was home instead of interstate. She would have been tempted to jump in the car and drive the couple of hours to Adelaide to talk things over with him. It was all too complicated for a phone call, but she would talk to him once he was back. Austin had become her rock and her confidant over the 2 years since she'd met him through a mutual friend. After so many years on her own, at first she'd resisted the idea of marrying him and moving to Adelaide, but now that Dan was married and had someone to support him, Rowena had given in. She loved Austin and enjoyed sharing her life with him. No doubt some would think her foolish to marry at her time of life. She was approaching 57, but she wasn't one to dwell too much on what others thought. Dan and Paula's wedding day flicked through her mind. Even though it had been a struggle for the new bride, fresh from the city, to adapt to country life, they seemed happy. Rowena hoped Paula would cope with the looming bombshell. Perhaps a country girl would understand the situation better, but Dan had made his choice. There was a clang as the garden gate closed and footsteps crunched along the path. Rowena hurried to take the sausage rolls from the oven and put them on the table beside the sandwiches. She wanted to give Dan a decent lunch. It was another of the things she did from time to time just to make sure they were eating properly. Paula wasn't fond of cooking. Once again, Rowena picked up the letter and unfolded it. She had to be strong. This wasn't Austin's problem. It was hers, and it affected Dan and Paula and their unborn child. Dan's voice reached her as a low rumble from the back door. He must have the dog with him. She looked down at the letter again and brushed away the wisp of hair that fell forward over her face. How did life become so complicated?